There are, and you know, some of those top tier candidates that have been named most often have been meeting on a regular basis for the past couple of months at least, trying to decide, okay, which of us has the best chance to win in 2022, the governor's race again, and they're going to, behind the scenes, decide which one should run and the others won't. I don't think that John Lee was part of that conversation. John Lee is his own man. He's independent, and you know, he's made his own decision. But the ones that you're talking about are Sheriff Joe Lombardo, former Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison, and who's the third one? It's named.
Well, Mark Amaday has talked about the
Mark
race.
Amaday. Yeah. So right now, I suspect that Sheriff Lombardo definitely is going to get in the race. I think he's probably waiting until after the legislative session to make any kind of announcement. But I think that you're going to at least see Sheriff Lombardo and John Lee in the race for governor, and they're both very high-quality candidates.
No, they are. My question is, will conservative Republicans vote for a guy that ran as a Democrat for a number of years? Even though he's a very moderate Democrat.
Yes, he really is. And I think the one thing, and I know that initially there's going to be some resistance and there's going to be some skepticism about John Lee's conversion back. I mean, he was a Republican, then he switched to Democrat 25 years ago when I first met him. And so he's kind of come home. He's like the prodigal son. And I think there's going to be naturally some skepticism, and there should be. And I think, you know, he's going to be fine in answering those questions. But when push comes to shove, I think Republicans could almost nominate almost anybody except maybe Dean Heller, and they'd have a credible chance to beat Governor Sisolak. I think the pent up, and it's not shown in the polls, because I don't trust the polls anyway, but I think people realize that Governor Sisolak has completely blown and mismanaged how he's handled this COVID crisis. He extended it a lot further than what it needed to be. He wreaked havoc on the economy, and he was only bailed out by the blue state bailout when Joe Biden got elected. I think that Republicans are going to be able to unite behind any credible candidate whatsoever against Steve Sisolak and give him a run for his money in 2022.
Who can raise money, who can articulate the message, and who can win? Chuck, how can folks pick up Muth's Truths?
Hey, just go to free newsletter from Chuck. I didn't put one out this past week. I've been busy with Assemblywoman Black. But free newsletter from Chuck, and we'll get you on the list. And when I start putting them back out again, you'll get them absolutely free.
That'd be great. Chuck, thanks, man. Have a great rest of your week and a great weekend ahead.
You do the same, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Coming up, Paris Denard, a Republican National Committee national spokesperson, and a good guy. He's been on the program before. We'll talk about what's going on. News of the day. That's all straight ahead coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
3:31 right now as they check out the traffic cams right now, and Interstate 15 southbound at Russell, your bumper to bumper there on that transition. There's a ramp there right past the stadium and very slow through there right now. Also, you're averaging about 35 miles per hour Interstate 15 northbound near Charleston. Do expect some congestion on the southern beltway as well, 215 eastbound. That's at St. Rose. 15 south at Cheyenne. Sluggish through that neighborhood as well. Look for a crash. It's on the off-ramp. That's Craig at the 15 interchange. And some slow flows there on the 515 as well. Northbound, that is at Charleston.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Not a lot of public comment about the upcoming visit of the Oakland A's to take a look at the city of Las Vegas and the surrounding area. The city of Henderson saying that they have no meetings scheduled next week with the A's. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman says she is aware of the visit but wouldn't confirm if she or anyone from the city plan to meet with the group. governor's office, saying that the governor has important work to do as they are in a legislative session. So we'll just have to wait and see how this whole thing plays out. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they beat the Wild yesterday 3-1. That series is now even 1-1. Game 3 tomorrow in St. Paul. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where do you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, just a quick note, Chuck Muth brought up the fact that the legislature in Carson City will be unmasked as of tomorrow. That is great news. They tried to do the same thing in the House of Representatives, but the motion to table was successful, and so that measure is going down to defeat. But there's so much else that has happened in the 100-plus days since the election. And joining us to kind of analyze where we are and where we're headed, Paris Denard, Republican National Committee, national spokesman, and he joins us. Paris, how you been?
I've been great. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Yeah, it's always good. It seems like it's been a long time, and maybe before the election. So much has changed, and a lot of it, unfortunately, is not good for America, is it?
Well, you're absolutely right. I think I was talking to somebody the other day, and he said that Joe Biden, everything he touches goes bad. I said he certainly does not have the Midas touch, that's for sure. So I wouldn't be taking him to any casino in Las Vegas because I wouldn't be betting on Joe Biden. I think when you look at what he's been able to do in such a short amount of time, it's actually frightening. When you look at how he has turned the Middle East into turmoil when President Trump and Republicans had it in Middle East peace, if you look with the Abraham Accords, if you look at what he's done domestically in terms of his first rollout, which was introduction into policy, which was reversing, getting rid of the Keystone Pipeline, costing thousands of jobs, and now we've seen the ramifications of that and that type of green energy policy hurting Americans by gas prices increasing. Inflation is now on the rise. When you look at the price of food at the grocery store and appliances like Whirlpool are up and a whole host of things that Americans need every single day, we've seen the prices go up. Then you look at the border. With President Trump and congressional Republicans, we had a secure border. We saw apprehensions up. We had the Mexico stay in Mexico policy. We had Mexico working with us, even passed things like USMCA with Canada. So Joe Biden comes in as president, and he makes Canada upset by canceling Keystone and doesn't do anything to continue on the efforts of securing our southern border, which has created another crisis of humanitarian, national security, and a health crisis. And he still hasn't done anything to deal with it or to address it. The vice president was put in charge of it, and she has spent almost 60 days not going to the border, not holding a press conference about it, and not even meeting with Border Patrol. So all across the board, we've seen nothing but failure from this administration and a lack of unity and a lack of bipartisanship as we come to all these total about $6 trillion worth of spending bills, and yet he's not willing to work with Republicans in a substantive way that we've seen thus far to get something done for the American people. It's just been a boondoggle, and it's sad.
Again, Paris Denard joining us, the national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. The worst thing about all of this, and it's something that's a common denominator in all these areas, is that there doesn't seem to be a plan. I always got the sense with Trump that there was a plan. There was a method to his madness. He was going to do this, that would trigger that. But I don't get that sense. I get the feeling they're just playing it by ear everywhere.
Well, look, that's true. Remember when he came into office, he said that the Trump administration didn't leave him a plan for COVID-19 in terms of the vaccine. Well, we all knew that was untrue because Joe Biden got the vaccine under the Trump administration while President Trump was still in office. And so what we've seen, even with the rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations, we've seen vaccine hesitancy because the Biden team during the campaign spent months on end trying to dissuade people from trusting the vaccine, for getting the vaccine because it was under the Trump administration. Now you see vaccine hesitancy. And then when you look at the implementation of it in terms of states like New York and others, like Michigan, we've seen Democrats do crazy things that have not helped the people. Actually, it hurt the people. And then we look at the Biden CDC, Center for Disease Control. They've been not following the data, the facts, the science, and adhering to an actual plan that follows what the data and the facts of science say. They've been listening to the teachers' union, and they've been being political with this. When Joe Biden has the worst week of his presidency, all of a sudden they roll out a new mask mandate changes. No more masking. You don't have to wear a mask. Well, what happened to the data and the facts of the science just a day ago, a week ago, a month ago, when they said that nothing had really changed? But they changed it to suit their political needs. So you're right. There hasn't been a plan. There's no plan for Israel. There's no plan for the American economy. There's no plan for job creation. If you saw the horrible April jobs numbers, and there's no plan to fix the border because they don't have a plan because there's no leadership coming out of the Biden-Harris White House.
I want to ask you, because to me this is potentially devastating, and I'm talking about the Israeli-Palestinian problem, which we thought had been fixed with the Abraham Accords. It got a lot of folks, a lot of different countries involved, and yet now it is a tinderbox in the Middle East. And again, there's no plan except that Israel should de-escalate. They should unilaterally, dumb it down a little bit. Yeah, and I keep asking myself the question: why should Israel do it and not the Palestinians, not Hamas?
That's correct. Let's be very clear: Hamas is a terrorist organization. They are being funded by Iran and under the Biden administration, working with President Obama, the Obama-Biden administration. We know what they sent billions of dollars in cash over to Iran and created these deals, and so they've been funding it ever since. And so we know that Joe Biden is not engaging in strong diplomacy. He's calling it quiet diplomacy behind the scenes, and we know that the Democrats in his own party, progressives, are pushing him further and further to the left and further and further away from our ally, Israel, in terms of showing support. So then he has this 8-minute meeting with Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Michigan, who he called Rashid. And then after that, he gets on the phone with the prime minister of Israel and tells him, you know, disarm, de-escalate immediately today. And did not have the same type of conversation or call that we know of with Palestine. It is absurd. It is offensive that we see the United States of America essentially turning our back on our strongest ally in the Middle East, with Israel, after seeing such progress that was made in the Middle East with the Abraham Accords and other people looking towards peace and looking towards leadership. They are doing this now. because they understand that the Biden-Harris team is weak and feckless with their foreign policy, and the progressives and the radicals and the socialists and the Democrat Party are pushing him further and further left and away from our allies. It is not a good thing for America. It's not a good thing for the Middle East. It's not a good thing for the world.
And those folks out on the lunatic fringe known as Black Lives Matter, they came out today and said that they, quote, stand in solidarity with the Palestinians. They vow to fight for Palestinian liberation. What do you make of that? And by the way, I keep asking myself the question, you know, how are all these major league sports teams that have aligned themselves with Black Lives Matter, they put their name on the basketball courts, how are they going to be able to defend this with our Israeli friends?
I think that, first of all, if you are a Black American or someone that's living in a lot of these inner cities, you'd be asking yourself, what in the world does that have to do with my life right here? What if it had to do with the conditions of my school, the condition of my street, the condition of my small businesses with respect to this organization taking a stance to support Palestine and the Palestinian Authority and obviously Hamas in their aggression and their terrorist action against Israel? I think they're misguided, point one. Point two, to your point, what are these corporations? What does NBA and NFL and all these athletic teams? It was major corporations lining the pockets of this organization, giving them money and support and cover and working with them and getting all these quote-unquote woke soccer moms engaged in this somehow Black Lives Matter organization. So we should support them. And they sit up here doing this now. I think they should question their intentions. They should question their motives and look at who's funding them and look at outside of these corporations and well-intentioned, you know, people who are just trying to do right when they're trying to be woke, but are irrelevant. And I think that what we need to do is take another look at how we line up for these organizations that really don't have any intent to help the community that they claim to be serving.
I got to ask you in our final 90 seconds, we've got midterm elections coming up. Many people believe we could take back the House. We might even take back the Senate. And in 2024, we might take back the presidency. My question is, what's the game plan? I know it's way early on. We don't have candidates lined up yet, although there will be candidates lining up around the block, I think, to run against Joe Biden. What is the game plan? Is there a... You know, is there a mission statement yet going forward into 2022 and 2024?
I think first and foremost is Republican unity. We have to stay together. We have to register to vote. We have to make sure we're getting our friends and families to vote. And we have to vote in every single election. Number two is election integrity. It's focused on election integrity and ensuring that we are not allowing the Democrats in all levels to codify the things that they did under the guise of COVID-19 to systematically, fundamentally change our elections and stop HRS1. From becoming the law, because it will be catastrophic for all local elections. And the last point is we have to make sure that we are focused on making sure we are doing things to support the American people, the forgotten men and women of this country, those that were remembered, those that were made a priority under the Trump administration with work of progressive Republicans. We have to keep them engaged and keep them understanding that the Republican Party and our Republican candidates are working for them, supporting them, empowering them, and going to work against what the socialists and the Democrats are doing in the Democrat far left progressive party to hurt this country and actually not help and empower the lives of everyday Americans, especially those all over the country. And so we've got, like our minorities and lower and middle income families, we see that the middle class income tax is already here with the inflation and policies of Biden. We're going to fight for them and make sure they know that under Republican leadership, that they've seen with a lot of these Republican governors, things are better. We're going to take that message to 2022 and take that message to 2024, and the RNC is confident that we will see a lot of Republican victory.
And by the way, in our final 30 seconds, is the Republican Party the Trump Party?
Look, the Trump agenda is a real agenda that worked, that was effective, and 75 million people voted for him. The Republican Party stands with President Trump's agenda because it's the one that was a winning agenda, and it empowered everyday Americans, blue-collar Americans, and minority Americans all across this country. It is a good agenda to get behind because it was one that was effective and worked.
I love it. If it works, don't, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But we broke it really bad. Paris, thank you so much, my friend. Always good to get with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
I hope so. Thank you so much.
There you go. Paris Denard, Republican National Committee national spokesman, joining us as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Labor's Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Labor's Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. I'm going to let you hear Annie Black. In her own words, this is great stuff. And she did it on the floor of the Nevada Assembly last night. And it's great stuff. We'll let you hear it coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much?
Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete Neruda. Coach, we're feeling the what feels like a recession?
Steve, we have some symptoms, don't we?
Symptoms, that's the word I was looking for, yes.
We don't have that little thermometer thing that you don't have to, it doesn't even touch you, it measures your temperature, but we can see it from afar. And, you know, it's a lot of this is self-induced with the economy going up. We were overpriced, the market was overpriced to begin with, and then the coronavirus hits, and then we wonder what's going on with our portfolio when we should have reevaluated it anyway. So now's a wake-up call for a lot of folks like you guys listening. Let's get your very own wake-up call. I've got a 15-minute retirement planner. You can go to 2020moneyguide.com, or even better yet, I'll give you a no-cost consultation to make sure your plan's in the right direction.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, if you're in the financial red zone, what should we be doing?
We have a sounder for that. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I do.
Get you excited. In fact, I think about football there, but the financial red zone means you're getting close to scoring, Steve. You'd want to protect the ball. You want to protect your retirement account. You don't want to give it away. You don't want any fumbles. You need to be always going forward, never giving money away. And so that's why we're 52 and older. We're in the financial red zone. We need to protect the money that we have, and we need to grow it. We need growth protection and income. And income is going to be so vitally important when we hit retirement. The next 10 people, Steve, that call, I'm going to put together for you your very own financial red zone strategy plan, as well as a total retirement plan to get you to and all the way through retirement.
A great offer from Coach Pete today. Call or text 888-702-6932. That's right. Call or text 888-702-6932. Do it today.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And believe it or not, the House of Representatives has voted to form a 9/11-like commission to study the January 6th insurrection, mob action in our nation's capital. So now it goes to the Senate. I don't think they're going to have the votes in the Senate. It's probably going to die a slow and rather painful death in the United States Senate. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I got the final numbers on that vote in the House of Representatives to form a January 6th commission. 252 to 175, 35 Republicans voted with the Democrats. So it was bipartisan, and you'll hear this from the Democrats forever, that this bipartisan commission, it's bipartisan. But it really isn't. But, you know, Liz Cheney, I haven't looked to see how Liz Cheney voted, but I would be willing to bet she voted for it. Now it's got to go to the United States Senate. Mitch McConnell has already come out and said he's not in favor of it. And it probably will go nowhere. I'm just guessing. This would not warrant, unless they...